This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with John T and Tamar. And the gorgeous Lee is with us this morning. And everybody in the studio is naked.
What can we say? Everybody's underneath their clothes also naked, John T.
They are, but we are fully naked without any clothes on.
It's even for me the first time. I always kind of stayed with a G-string. Oh, look, other people are joining us.
Ah, there we go.
So, yeah, so it's kind of a thing. Even I, last time, I was like, no, I'm going to stay with a G-string. I don't feel comfortable. But now, I think Lee just liberated me. She just opened. There we go. Two more gorgeous guys. There we go. Just to balance things.
There we go. Isn't that amazing?
I didn't write my blurb.
You didn't write your blurb. I'll write your blurb for you. It takes about 20 seconds to write your blurb. Dave spoke nonsense and everybody else listened and nodded and laughed at Dave because they think he's funny and they want to come back on his show. So they laugh at him. Is that how it works, Ryan?
No.
I didn't hear what you were saying. I didn't hear what you were saying, but I agree 100%.
I said everybody laughs at Dave because they want to come back on the show.
Yeah.
Whether he's funny or not is irrelevant.
Yeah, it's all about being on our show.
There we go.
Huh?
That's not true.
No, it's not true, Dave.
It's going to be so much easier if you actually sit down in front of the microphone because then people are actually going to be able to hear what you say. Which is really, really good. So in the meantime, let's see if any of you guys are smart in any way.
I'll leave my socks on.
That is just, we were just talking about
don't
that,
don't
and that is
that.
Just horrible. So, let's do this first.
What are we doing?
Dirty dictionary word.
Parthenophilia.
I don't know. Don't know that one.
That's it. Really good. Quick, simple.
There's a Greek path, which is a pathogen.
Mm-hmm.
So, philia would be a thing that you do often.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would have something to do with taking someone out with their nervous system.
Davey, I'm so impressed with what's happening here, but...
You are so far away.
But you sounded good, Dave.
Yeah.
You sounded like you knew what you were talking
absolutely.
About.
Can I just write my blurb for my show? I can't remember what we did.
Yes, you can.
Lee, any clues?
Did you say parthenophilia?
I did.
Parthenon is the... isn't it to do with the gods?
It's the building.
Oh.
It's the building.
It's a paint company.
No.
No.
Yes.
What might have happened at the Parthenon in ancient times?
Worshipping... maybe
sacrificing.
Ooh.
Ooh, sacrificing okay. What?
Humans.
No. A category of humans?
Virgins.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
So, if you have a thing for sacrificing?
No.
No.
Virgins.
Parthenophilia is a philia for virgins.
I'm from Springs. There's none left.
Well, they keep on reproducing, but they're kind of like it's too young to start. Yeah.
Cover your bits.
I use cover your bits. Wait, covering. There we go. Dave, I'm really proud of you. Well done
this
for coming here.
Yes. You are so brave and right, absolutely amazing.
Take the socks off.
Yeah, socks off.
We were just talking about that, you know, how...
In sex clubs, it's really frowned upon to stay
you
with your socks.
When I was the art director for a magazine, I won't say it was Penthouse magazine, but the models had to keep their feet, their socks on because it just got cold.
Okay, but you don't take photos of their feet.
What do you take photos of?
You don't know what fetish magazine I work for.
That's true.
Yeah, so let's do this first, and then we can get into all the serious stuff about why we are sitting in a studio nude. What does it mean to be a man in today's world? There is a lot of confusion about this and a lot of anger directed at men. This is a conversation about masculinity everyone needs to hear. In this raw and authentic series of six podcasts, Craig Wilson and Khalil Osiris start from the premise that true masculinity is a great gift to the world. Equally relevant to men and women, it provides profound insights into why men behave the way they do. It unpacks the three core desires at the heart of every man, the question every boy needs answered on his journey to manhood, the four big lies about masculinity, what wounds the masculine heart, and the one thing every man wants from women more than sex. Man to Man Talks is brought to you by Carling Black Label. Drink responsibly, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Available on the cliffcentral.com website.
That is actually pretty good.
Done. It is.
I like the way you get yours done at the beginning of the show. We have to wait till halfway through our show, and it's quite serious because it isn't a jokey.
Exactly.
No. So then you see, if you do it, then it's done, and now we can get into the serious stuff. No,
like well, is this the serious stuff?
This is
what you read.
This is very serious stuff.
How do you
Your logic works very.
Okay, so what is really serious is why we are sitting in the studio nude, beyond the fact that we can.
There we go.
Also, it's radio. We don't have to actually be nude.
Yeah, we could be lying, but we assure you, whoever's listening, this is legit. This is legit.
Well, the pictures are going
Dave
out.
Dave is tweeting now.
I'm writing my blurb for my show.
I could see that you took photos, so just make sure.
I'm sending it straight to Dory.
Dory, you can work on it.
Yes. So why are we doing this? Because it's an incredible expression of freedom. Mm. It's an incredible expression of sensuality, of being a sensual being in the world. Of the fact that bodies are beautiful, that being nude is not the same as being sexual. Sorry, Dave.
I was high-fiving.
I know, but you came in here thinking you were going to get some sex, and
I thought it was just me and you. You so could totally get some sex.
Jonty said to us, yeah, Dave.
But you have two really good hands. Well, you can have your own little threesome.
Hey, let's talk about the fact. Why nakedness? Immediately, that's, you know, cool, sex. Mm. Oh, because we're naked, let's have all sex together. Which, usually I'm really for it. And if Lee wasn't here, you know, I would be a bit more crude. But I'm trying to be charming to get some sex later from Lee. So what I'm trying to say is that why are we connecting that? Can't you just, for once, be naked next to me? Did you understand what I was trying? No.
And it's very much.
Put a towel in the chair.
Yes.
There's a whole lot of towels in the packet there, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, pass me a towel.
Yeah, see, otherwise, we are going to get into serious
good.
Trouble.
It's good. It's. I must be honest, it doesn't matter how many years I've been naked in parties and I've been exploring. You see a naked person, you want to look. Like, you want to look. You just want to see. It's not as. Yeah. Like, whoa.
No, because we don't see it all the time.
You remember that thing called Mike,
We don't see the stuff all the time, so maybe we get excited by seeing it. Is that the thing?
No, I think we do see it a lot. We see it a lot more than we often think
I don't see a lot of naked people.
Well, maybe it's the context of nudity. Mm. Maybe most people see nudity only in sexual forms.
Yeah.
Whereas, for example, painters, for example, would see nudity more in paintings and as visual references. So it's maybe the reference point of where we see nudity. Because also nudity in film, no matter whether it's entertainment or if it's advertising, is also marketed towards sexuality.
Yes.
More than the beauty of the body.
Mm. Yeah. That's a good point.
Mm. Yeah. But that's the truth, because the purpose of that is titillation on some level.
Yes.
Whether it's done kind of in the name of art, whether it's done at kind of a level of let's use the word class for want of a better word.
Yes.
Or whether it's kind of sleazy on that spectrum, the purpose is titillation.
Yeah.
Full stop. Mm. And that's what it is. But the interesting thing is I did a little bit of research about some stuff. It was for a project a while ago. So I don't remember the date that the first photograph was actually taken. But a week after the first photograph was actually taken, the first nude photograph was taken.
That's quite surprising.
So that's kind of remnants of Dr. Doctor. Because as a kid, you naturally play this game.
So the thing is that we have this incredible innate fascination with bodies, with genitals, with nudity. And
the guy showed
and
a photo of the bridge that he took, and no one was interested. He's like, "What else you got?"
Yeah, there you go. So,
so he started scrolling through his camera. Really,
scrolling through his camera.
Not in, in 1780, whatever.
The flash. Yeah.
But yeah. It's also important to note that photography was created in Victorian era, where everything was covered up as well. So nudity would have been scandalous anyway.
Yeah. So let's start somewhere a little bit different with this, and I'm really curious to hear all of your opinions. Why are people so scared of this? Because there were a whole lot of people who were here earlier who were actually terrified of sitting here nude. Why do you think people are scared of being nude here, Ryan?
I don't know. I suppose there's some vulnerability to it. I don't know. Actually, and you know what it probably is every time you see nudity, generally, you see these perfect bodies.
Yes.
And you cannot possibly, like, achieve that. So I think you don't want to maybe reveal that you don't have this perfect body, which is silly because 99.999% of the population have normal bodies within a spectrum.
That's
And it is. I was, so I've been psyching myself up for this, to be naked in here. And it's like anticlimactic because, you know, now we're sitting here naked. It doesn't seem like a weird thing.
And it's
kind of, it doesn't seem.
Sorry.
So it's kind of. It's like we're having a normal conversation.
Yeah, we are having a normal conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
You forget that none of us have clothes on.
That's I don't forget. I enjoy it. I'm not forgetting. But it's not what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So it's not what we think.
Yeah.
We think, okay, I'm going to sit in a room. I'm going to be naked. It's going to be awkward. It's not actually awkward. The only thing that is awkward for me is the way I feel about my body.
Yeah.
Like the rest is just cool. Yeah. And that's my lesson. I'm confronted with my own self-esteem issues and how I perceive my body.
And that's one of the purposes of us doing this, is the fact that there is this incredible level of judgment on the way that we should look.
Yeah.
And the way that the media presents us with. There's a guy called Vishen Lakhiani who started something called Mind Valley Academy, which is fantastic. And he talks about the word that he uses are brules, which are bullshit rules.
Yeah.
Of the way that essentially we should be in our society. And we've bought into that in terms of bodies in this enormous way.
Yeah.
And the media has given us this, you know, this incredible level of judgment that you are only sexy if you look a certain way.
Yeah.
If your body is a certain way. There was an amazing article this week, I think it came from The Guardian in London, and it was about the fact that so the word they use is vaginas, which I don't use very often. Vaginas are
I use them very often.
What word do you prefer to use just while we're on?
So I mostly kind of use the word yoni, which is kind of the tantric expression.
You have to understand where jonti comes from.
So yoni it means sacred space, sacred place. And for me it's...
The other one's too
it's
medical.
It's a very neutral... Yeah, and it's a very neutral word.
Vulva.
So like pussy becomes quite offensive for some people.
Yeah.
It's harsh and it's got that P and it's too...
And it's a beautiful word.
But it's colloquial and has a sort of...
But certain forums that I give talks in... the word pussy is not allowed.
Okay.
Oh.
So that's all.
That's my word for mine.
Really? Just pussy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
A lot of people have names for it.
So to go back to this article about The Guardian saying that the vagina is a self-cleansing organ. So why does the entire kind of feminine hygiene
Western
industry exist? And it's just this absolute creation.
It's weird that we're still
talking
about it now in 2018, that these things are still taboo and they're still...
Yes.
That whole industry exists based on how it's someone said something. Oh, you're fat. You're thin. It doesn't smell nice.
It's thriving right now.
It's about marketing more than anything else. That it has nothing to do with who we really are. And bodies are the same. You know, there's this whole thing about yoga that every time you see an ad for yoga, you see this amazingly slim white woman
on a ball
in this incredible posture.
And
where the fuck is the rest of the world? Because that's a very small percentage of people.
There was a pregnant yoga class recently where 8 of the women went into labor and the firemen had to arrive and deliver 8 babies. But I don't know if it was true. Might have been fake news bullshit.
Yeah, I think that sounds a little bit...
sounds like fake news.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But it is true. Those media things are there, but they've been there since the media started.
That's right.
So you can't play into it now if you've got all this knowledge now as a young person or even an older person.
Look, we have to make choices. And that's one of the reasons that we're doing this is to say, so here we are, this collection of people of different ages, different body types. And everybody in this room Even my friend David is actually beautiful today.
Are we friends, Justin?
I'm trying to find an angle, but it's not going to work.
My angle's about 18 degrees. If
you know. 18,
flat.
Left,
that's very
right,
flat.
Left, right. No, I was just trying. You did a good photo. You have a good photo.
You had the iPad.
Yeah, but it's too close.
You sort of covered
close.
Most of the stuff.
Which
I could cover mine with a smaller phone if you need. Nokia.
Well, there were a couple of other people who wanted to come and take pictures.
I think
and we
everyone
said they're very welcome
in.
As long as they are
naked.
Nude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jane was like, I want to see you naked. I'm like, that's cool. Then
Jane's,
come naked.
Jane loves you, hey? She protects you. I say the bad things about you, and she protects you. Don't say those things about my Ryan.
Oh, Jane. Kind of cute. But
maybe I will walk past naked, and then she can see.
Maybe.
I didn't hug tomorrow like we normally do today.
You didn't? Okay, let's
why didn't
no, no,
you
we didn't, because normally you come, we'll leave the studio when you guys come and then you abuse my show.
No, but I told you to come back. Okay. We're going to do a nice nude hug.
No, we must do nude art classes. I did those.
With pleasure.
I was a model at a nude art class.
Uh-huh. Were
and
you?
I discovered it wasn't really. A lot of the kids were freaked out.
Okay, good one. Let's keep it for the show. All right.
What else do you... Jonty, you seem like you want to get some stuff off your chest.
Jonty wants to speak about something serious. And it's important because just a bunch of naked people...
Do a naked show. Have you done this before?
No.
Not
you
here.
You took a while to answer.
She was naked many other places.
Yeah. Yeah, at home this morning in the shower.
Not only.
No, just in parties and things, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jonty, we should get more people in here. I think we need to get more people.
No, not at all. Dave, you shut up now. Jonty.
Can I do a print of my penis on the window?
No, because then you're in trouble with Gareth. Why don't you just ease into your nudity, Dave? Just ease into it.
Yeah, relax, Dave.
Hyperventilating.
I know, because we're not putting the aircon. I'm like putting
away. There's no performance here. Relax.
All right, Jonty.
You don't know.
What's your agenda? Go.
No. Go.
No, that's the point. There is no agenda. That's the point. Because so often there is an agenda.
Mm.
And this is really about simply being. And we forget that we have to keep doing things all the time.
Yes.
And this is very much just about the beingness of it. But you know what you said, Lee, was really interesting. Because if you go to a nudist colony, resort, for want of a better word, is you see this incredible collection of people. Of all ages, from families, you know, up to much, much older people. And everybody becomes the same in that way.
Yes.
And that's all.
Yeah. Even on, like, nude beaches.
Yeah.
When I went to Europe last year, we went to some nude beaches in Spain and also in France. And, you know, like, there are women who are 50 plus and, you know, they're a little bit obese and also teenagers, and they're all nude, and it's so normal. Like, there's no sexual agenda to it. There aren't men ogling everyone because it's so normal. It's really lovely.
So there isn't any element of guys going there to be...
Mm-mm.
But it would be it would be like the bigger part of the people would police it. They'd be like, hey, man, that's not on.
Well,
but
people do that.
You'll be shocked.
You know,
there's
even
just not a lot of pervs.
So the majority would go, if they find a perv, so talk to him and introduce him and calm him down and say, listen, be cool.
Yeah.
But
or
the mindset
leave.
Is so
the
different.
The mindset
like
is
it's
just
not
different.
Even
you know, even
your
at
head.
Sandy Bay in Cape Town. So it's been a while since I've been at Sandy Bay. And there are phases where there are guys who do not behave really appropriately.
So someone will take it upon themselves to go and talk to them.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And
but most of that happens kind of not on the beach. It happens in the bushes behind the rocks there, where there are, like there's been kids or been masturbating in the rocks
but
there
that's
or
what
throwing stones at people.
So now they say, you know, when families are there, everybody is in line with the family level of behavior. And when the families go at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon, then do what it is that you want to do. But do it respectfully.
I've never had a respectful wank. I always feel guilty and sad.
Well, again, you connect the wank to the nudity. Why not just doing it in your hotel room after with a memory?
There we go.
You know, when I've been to Sweden and to any other European place, any sauna, so many public pools. Everyone's just naked. It's just not the same, you know.
See, at Arabella in Cape Town with the South African family sitting with their clothes on, and then the German and the Swedish, and they come in, and also all body shapes and sizes, and there's not even like they wouldn't even think about it. Like now we're in the spa, and the South African families have to kind of adapt quickly.
Well, you know what's interesting is we've kind of bought into more the American perspective on sex, which is actually incredibly puritanical. And the European view on sex and bodies is so much more relaxed.
Yeah.
And despite its so-called liberalism, the American view is incredibly puritanical and restrictive and judgmental.
Mm. That's why there's so much liberation and so much woo-ha out of the, you know, celebrating your sexuality, because it's like they really think they're discovering the best new thing right now. Yeah. It's they're like, wow, you know, I'm liberating myself.
And it's been around for ages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to it. But one thing for me, I didn't grow up in a place that was naked was normal. And I find myself only when it's acceptable. Like right now, it's not really acceptable. We're in Cliff Central. It's weird. But when I go to any of the other events or, you know, nudist beaches, then it's fine. But I still, my brain is like patterned that this is not cool. This is weird. That's how it works for me. It's weird, huh?
Are you rebelling against that anal retentive family? I have underpants that say Friday on them.
Dave.
We're very glad that you shared that with us. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
It just means I got my day right.
Do you just doesn't mean that you drank. You didn't drink this morning, which is a great thing.
No, but But it might mean that Ollie has underpants for Friday on them, and once a week he gets it right.
That's why I'm so happy all the time. I'm like, hey, it's Friday in my pants.
And
Ryan's very relaxed. He actually almost leaned back there while you were talking.
He's just chilling. Ryan, did you grow up with a lot of naked people?
No, not actually.
Okay, so
I don't know. I just decided to do this and just embrace the situation. So, it's, you know what? Actually, I spend a lot. Every day I'm at gym naked around people in the change rooms. So, yeah, dude.
That's true.
So, I kind of had the bridging course every day. Yeah. So, this isn't a massive
issue. Now, I'm going to tell you something interesting about gym change rooms as far as men are concerned. And I'm going to make a very generalized statement here.
Okay.
But having spoken to a lot of men and a lot of women who go to gyms, there is very often a great similarity in this. So what I'm saying is a little bit specific and not very general. That a lot of white men in the gym change rooms are very covered up.
Yeah.
It's like there'll always be a towel around them, and underpants will go on underneath the towel, and there's not full nudity.
Yeah.
And you look at a lot of guys like from other races, and it's absolutely fine and it's fantastic. And a lot of the older white men are very happy being nude.
Like too happy.
Too happy.
They stand and talk to each other.
That's why I don't go to gym. Yeah. I am one of those older happy guys.
He's the inspiration.
No, that's definitely true.
And we've put this incredible fear into our genitals, you know, into the way that they look. And
are there some pervs like fully talk to you with a foot up on the bench? Say, how are you?
No. Well, not in the women's section.
No. In the men's, definitely.
And there's this incredible judgment. So, you know, in quite a lot of workshops, I talk about the genital fears that we have.
Mm.
So men's greatest genital fear is?
Size.
Yes. Doesn't matter how big it is.
I was trying to think of my greatest fear.
You know, it's like if it's halfway down my thighs, why can't it be down to my knees? The fact that it would be
useless. I just want it to be the same length as my balls. Is that not asking too
much? It's a general rule of thumb.
Rule of thumb. I didn't even go with that.
Yeah, rule of thumb. There we go, Dave. Is that about
as you get older, it seems like your balls get longer. So that can I'm trying to impress someone. Like, what's your length? Well, which one?
So women's greatest fear becomes what?
I think probably also that the vagina is not small enough.
Or generally, it's appearance that more than anything else.
Appearance.
Yeah.
But again, this has come from the media and from porn, of the way that you think that you should.
But wouldn't different cultures celebrate a different shaped vagina? Like it would be in some cultures celebrated that it is an outie.
Because the thing is that every woman looks different.
Yes.
There is no standard. The way that a yoni should look.
Yeah.
Every woman is different. So maybe I need to do some education with you, David. Like we need to look at a range.
Still,
And they've all been different, have they not?
They have.
So there you go. You need to kind of...
I actually follow an Instagram account where a guy does portraits of vaginas. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing because same as what's happening here. The women are very nervous at first. And then he says, no, you're going to love what I'm going to do. And it's a watercolor painting. Mm-hmm. And he does it. And every single photograph that he paints up there, they are exactly different.
Yeah.
And the beauty within each one.
If you Google, I think it's called the Wall of Yonis.
Yes.
And it's women who have made casts of their yonis. Okay. There was somebody at Sexpo a couple of years doing it. And it's this beautiful wall of yonis. Mm. And everyone looks different. It's not a fairy wall.
It's from the movie. So.
Yeah, I know. I got it. Get into the Greek. I got it.
But it's beautiful. Mm. And I talk about this so much, about how important it is to reassure your partner about how beautiful they are.
Yeah.
If you want to do something incredible, there's an amazing conscious sexuality exercise that you sit between your partner's legs, you come into incredible presence, and that's the key to it. You really have to be present. So one of the most amazing ways to be present is to focus on your breathing.
Okay.
And breathing in and out of your heart center. You can even put your hand on your heart center and just breathe. And you just look at your partner's genitals.
Mm.
Do you want to do that with me now, John T?
Sure, Dave. So if you lie on the desk there.
I think that goes towards the line, literally. Lying on his desk. You know what I like? Is this Ben's chair?
I think Ben normally sits there where I
totally rubbing my balls on Ben's chair.
Ben's chair. Mm. He would appreciate that.
No, but don't tell him. He doesn't listen to the show anymore.
Yeah. Well, he listens when we tell him to listen. And he actually always asks, what happened? Mm. And then he said, no,
you just say nothing, yeah. But now, looking, not only genitals, partners should actually just focus on looking at each other for more than a minute.
Mm.
Face-wise. Just look. And it's so hard because you're taught to turn away. Once I've seen what I want,
well, the eye contact and eye gazing, it's an incredibly deep exercise, but it's so vulnerable for people.
Mm. Yeah.
Because now you start looking. Now you're looking at a mole and a freckle and a thing. And
especially for like people like us, Dave, like comedians, always have to be on it and be funny.
And we're away, we're distant.
To sit in silence and looking at someone is daunting for us without cracking a joke. We would really
something funny. And it's a minute. It seems short.
You know, this has come up quite a lot in my practice this week with some people, that one of our biggest, it's almost an addiction in our world. Not almost, it is an addiction. Is the addiction of distraction.
Yeah. Yes.
That we do things that distract us from being present with ourselves and with somebody else. And it's not necessarily a substance, not like coke. It's simply the actions that we do that stop us being present. And it's actually gotten to an addiction that we can't be with ourselves, we can't be with someone else.
Yeah.
And one of the things that when you start taking your clothes off, you actually start literally being more present because you become more aware of your body.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, as you're sitting here, you're more aware of your body than you would normally be.
Definitely.
Because of that level of distraction.
Mm. No.
Say it.
No, because I'm actually nude quite often, so I think it feels normal. I'm actually not aware of my nudity, but I'm very aware when I have clothes on.
Yeah.
I will admit that.
So there's a big difference between
around the house and the garden kind of thing.
I would actually love to go into my garden naked, but unfortunately I do have gardeners and neighbors.
And parents, they don't mind.
See, that's the other thing. It's not about...
No?
So that's
my mom actually advocates nudity.
She
doesn't wear any underwear.
Really? Mm. That is so cool.
Yeah. Mm.
Breezy.
Well, breezy rather.
If
my
you want
parents
to,
were
I'm
ashamed of their. My mother was ashamed
bodies.
Of her body. Mm-hmm.
Ashamed of her body.
Ashamed of her body. Yes, you think about it. What did you learn at home? And you learned that, and there's
and masturbation. Actually, my mom was very open with masturbation. I think when I was 12, I spoke to her about it, and she said, "You know what? It's a natural thing. Sometimes you just do it, even if you have a good sex life. It's something that puts you one with your body." Yeah. And I started masturbating very young. My first sexual encounter was when I was 4. So, like, I didn't realize that it was something to be ashamed about until around 12. And then my mom spoke to me about it, and I became more comfortable with the idea of masturbation.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is quite
really cool.
not a regular story, but it is a lot of the times that four-year-old's experience would be beaten out of that child. No, bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Whereas the kid hasn't any connotations to it.
Yeah. You know, I grew up.
I can sell your mom some underpants if she hasn't got any. I've got some Fridays.
Friday ones.
She doesn't wear them. So.
I've got some Fridays. I'm just saying, that seems fair.
Are you offering clean Wednesday or not?
The Friday ones, by the time Friday comes around.
Yeah, you want to get them on Sunday, on Saturday.
Yeah. No.
Monday.
I want them from the packet. I do not want yours.
I mean, and that's its whole fetish and little sort of sub-porn industry, you know. Yeah, women who sell used panties.
But I don't think I don't trust that industry. I reckon it's an old man in a factory wiping his ass, putting him in the packet, put a picture of the girl, goes to the vending machine.
I want proof
that it's from her.
I want DNA.
What do you want, Dave? A certificate?
A DNA sample.
Counterfeit.
No, I want her to be there at the machine.
That's what you want. Okay.
And then you're like, then you get the real deal. I don't want some old man in a factory.
Just follow the girls in teasers and just grab
I've tried that. They actually can't follow them.
Bounces, that guy. Yeah. You are that guy.
Were they not very happy with you, Dave?
No, when he ran out of money, they all of a sudden got very disinterested.
You're allowed to leave. I left my watch there.
I left my clothes. Somebody's
taking their clothes off.
We don't have an extra chair. We don't have an extra chair.
Look at this. Here is a nude man.
There we go.
I think he was just standing outside.
He didn't even know that was going on.
He wants to take
on.
Photos, but
yeah.
Are you a good photographer?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, you got to come and sit down and tell us who you are.
Zoom in.
Come. Hello.
Morning, everyone.
Hey.
There you go.
You want to sit?
No.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay. So please tell us who you are.
John, I'm a photographer.
John, a photographer. Okay. How did you hear about this, John?
You and I have worked together.
Okay.
So I saw Cliff's ad.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd pop around.
Okay, well that's pretty awesome.
And then you work with John? He has to be naked to get in, so he got naked.
Okay. What a good start. How are you feeling right now in a room full of naked people?
Quite exhilarating.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've done something like this?
Definitely.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
What, I didn't get your name because you were naked.
John.
So is that your real
Dave,
name?
Dave, look at the guy's face. Look at his face.
I always change my name when I'm naked as well. Stop using my real name, John T. Where do you work with each other?
Yeah,
yes. Oh, just in one of the courses and in the things. Okay. Not in a factory.
David, look at his face.
John, it's nice because the microphone's covering the bits anyway. So I'm at that angle.
Okay, I think John is amazingly brave. And
absolutely
I'm so proud
awesome.
Of you to be nice. Here. And tell us what you want us to do, but I can tell you some faces should be cropped.
Okay,
Oh, what? A call. Somebody. What is that?
I mean, you
You want earphones. There we go. Oh, that's
very
nice.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's share your phone.
You can see how professional I am. Hi.
Hey.
That's a microphone.
So that's really amazing. So.
Nice to see you,
Dave,
absolutely. Okay. Relax. Breathe.
Yeah. It's hard.
Relax.
You just
chill.
Shame. I'm sure
really
the girls outside just told him to take off his clothes. Oh, no.
Yeah, they said I can't come inside if I didn't take
that's
my clothes.
No, so that's absolutely awesome.
I think you're fucking amazing.
That's really incredible.
You weren't even prepared.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Don't cover yourself, man.
Okay.
I'm sitting on
so
the chair.
You are very welcome to take some pictures. You can't show some faces of these people. Of Tamar and I, you can show our faces.
Cool.
Of the others, because they all have these other lives.
Yeah.
And the fascinating thing is, you know, there were other people who are involved in some projects and things that we do, who, because of their involvement in other institutions, the level of judgment of this was going to be enormous and would actually threaten their jobs.
Mm.
Which you have to think about is the most ridiculous thing. Because
you're just
sitting here nude has absolutely fuck all to do with how competent you are in other areas of your life.
Or even how disrespectful you are or
it has
whatever.
Absolutely nothing to do with it. And, you know, I say this quite a lot and I pose it as a question. That if somebody was running for public office and you knew that they were a swinger or into something fetish or kinky, would you still vote for them? And a lot of people struggle with that idea because it's so challenging.
But that's probably to do with a lot of misunderstanding or ignorance about what those things are actually about. You have this very surface level view and they seem shady, and I'm assuming not all of those situations are incredibly shady or, you know.
No, they're not shady at all. They're simply a preference for some people, and that's all. And it has nothing to do with their integrity, with their authenticity, with their ability to do anything. And the fascinating thing about it is that we have put the greatest level of judgment on sex, bodies, and nudity. Mm. Instead of simply saying that if somebody does all sorts of horrendous financial stuff, they get forgiven, they still get voted into office. They do a whole lot of other political stuff, they can still get voted into office. But as soon as somebody admits to something that is outside this incredibly narrow and limited and fucked up and inhibited so-called sexual norm that we have created,
you probably are voting for a few politicians who are into some kinky things.
Of course
you already
they
voted
are.
Them in.
Yeah.
But
they're
you
not
just don't know about it.
But they're not acknowledging it. They're not public with it.
Like, if I was to hear that, I would think that they were open-minded. Mm. So it would make me more likely to vote for them.
Yes.
But I think, yeah, everyone has different views, I suppose.
That's it. But this is the thing, is the level of judgment of it is absolutely enormous. And that's really sad that people who wanted to be here this morning because of other institutions and other aspects of their lives could
Ryan
not
and I
be.
Can't get fired from our jobs because
no,
the open mic comedy industry is pretty much
yeah, it's pretty liberal, yeah.
It's like, you want 5 minutes? Yeah. I was nude in the radio session. That's fine. Just don't go over your time. Just do your 5 minutes. Yeah. But I was naked. No, I didn't care.
Yeah.
That's
your reality is so sad.
No, it's
Ryan.
Like, dude, I've done this amazing thing. I was naked.
But tomorrow, do you have a job outside of this where people are going to say you can't come back
yeah,
to it?
That's, no, I don't have. No, I'm self-employed. So, but I do. It's true. Mm. I run a lodge, which is York's Lodge, where we inherited it. And I'm very aware of the fact that people that come to the lodge, they don't really. They're like, what do you do other than that? And you're like, well, a bit of podcasting, a bit of couple therapy. That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
Couple therapy. And then if they listen to the show, I'm fucked. But hey, they listen to the show.
Hey-o.
Hey. So, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like,
but they pay for the night for the lodge and you
but
get their money
they
and
might
they go,
get, they might get a wrong impression.
I see. That's not that kind of lodge.
Yeah. I actually thought it was that kind of lodge.
No, it's not. I wish it was that kind of lodge. I would like to make it that kind of lodge. Because Lee would be there with me and we'll totally like, it will be a heaven on earth. That's what it's going to be. You know, we're going to create a little country of our own.
Towards it.
Yes, we already have the lodge. We just don't need the money that comes from the lodge or take other people's money.
And also that's the other thing, like it gets legal issues and then the neighbors find out.
Well, there's no neighbors very far. And you know what? I have been in a swingers club in Hungary, I say, or Hungary?
Hungary.
3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And it is in a neighborhood.
It's right there.
Really, really beautiful neighborhood.
It's not a patrol.
Lovely house. You just walk in, a little bit of, I don't know, what like they do here, a little bit of the soundproofing not to make the little kids have nightmares or I don't know what.
Nightmares from the sound.
That's liberal.
It was beautiful. It was lovely. You just park your car without a shame, without feeling contaminated.
Yeah.
I just want to have sex in public.
John, I have to ask you a question there. John?
Yes.
A question.
It's his new name.
It's just a curiosity. Have you done a lot of nude photography?
No, never.
Okay, so this is like a whole new world for you on every level.
Yeah, in so many levels.
Wow. So, a photographer, which is amazing. A photographer being nude, taking nude pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's absolutely
awesome.
I think that's much cooler.
Feels like a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
What? How is that a Dr.
Photographer
Seuss
book? Taking pictures of a nude in the nude.
That's the Dr. Seuss.
How rude. Could he get sued?
And it's not crude.
I got a fright. I was booed.
No.
But you know, Dave, you bring an extra. I want to stop right here and say, you keep on bringing the topic of. It's illegal. You might get so much fear inside of you, and you are really
no. I'm talking
a
about
cool
in the
person.
Club, the club owning in a neighborhood.
Yeah, but no,
because it would be great.
No. But I'm talking about you. You actually, I can see your brain keeps on bringing up, like, how can it go wrong? But how can it maybe go right? Maybe I'll say to somebody, look, yeah, I sat in a studio, naked, to actually promote the fact that I would rather like to love myself more, and to be more comfortable with my body. And that's why I did it. maybe if we can kind of emphasize on that and not always on what's wrong and how we have to change
it. You know, that's the point of so much of the workshops and the events that we do. Mm. And a while ago at the Waterflow Massage, which, by the way, next week we are doing in Cape Town for the first time. So all you Cape Town people, you got to come to Water Massage. Places are limited and there's only a few left in Cape Town next week. Mm. But the awesome thing was one of the last experiences that we did, we never limit the people in terms of gender. So I don't care about the balance between men and women, and people come and have whatever experiences they have. And one of the most amazing things was two men working together. Now, it's a sensual experience. It's not a sexual experience. And the incredible feedback from these two men about the connection that they felt with another man that had nothing to do with sex. And when you heard their stories of what came behind them. So one guy had an amazing body. He was almost burnt to death in a fire.
I remember that.
And had to learn to walk again.
Yeah.
And created this incredible body. And that's what people see. They don't see the story of how he got there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And for another man to be able to say, to be held by a man, was absolutely incredible.
And he had so many issues with his own masculine, like his body, right?
But you talk about, you know, your voiceover thing you did there.
Yeah.
So there's, in sports, you see it so often, where that is that connection, but it's only for the 80 minutes on the field. Mm-hmm. And then it's not seen to be great to be hugging each other in the change room because of the homosexuality connotations.
That's not
and then there was a beautiful campaign for the gay rugby team that actually won awards.
In the field. The Josie Cats.
Yeah. So that manly, sometimes do it when they're drunk. I love you, man. I fucking love you, bro.
Look in the army.
But why do you need to wait to get drunk?
Well, that's the inhibition thing. Same as here. We're covered in nothing. So you're going to get more out of us than you would on a normal day.
Mm.
Essentially. Because I can't hide.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And that's the thing about being is you tend to be a lot more kind of authentic and honest and open. Because your masks... You know, the clothes that we have, the titles kind of drop.
Yeah, the persona that you create with whatever you wear.
That is very true.
Yeah, it just tends to kind of disappear. And you have often at places where people are new, you have so much, I was going to say more deep, which is really good English.
Well, it's a little bit my English, so that's fine.
There we go. Deeper conversations with people.
A little bit more deep.
Because you have to look him in the eye. You're like, hi, Lee. How are you?
Cool, man.
Yeah. That's a deep conversation
deep
you guys are having there.
It's
real connection.
As deep as I get.
Yes. I think if we do it for a few days.
Are you seeing any people?
Yes. That's not what you say first thing. Several. One major. Dave, what happens? What? Let's think. If we're going to be like that for 3, 4, 5 days, a week, 2 weeks, what's going to happen?
What, naked or open?
Well, naked and open.
So if we came to the office every day naked, you'd probably get more stuff done. Because you get, because eventually you'd be like, okay, can you just stop? I will stop looking at your bits. Can you just please get me the Johnson file?
There is a company.
The Johnson file. There's
a company in California I read about that they have 1 day a month of everybody being at work nude, and they say it is the most creative day.
Wow. Stuff happens. Things happen.
Oh. Absolutely.
Maybe you kind of put yourself in a little shell going, I'm going to get stuff done. Okay, he's looking at me. Where normally you've got makeup on. Why is Janet not noticing my new tie? I bought this tie. It's got Bart Simpson on. So now she can't notice your tie. She can't notice you anything. You just got to be you.
Yeah.
And
you are a funny man.
Oh, you only realize this now?
No, I'm just enjoying it.
Did this podcast for 2.5 years.
No, I'm enjoying it. I'm appreciating it.
You not like my tie.
Yeah. So now you can stop wearing the badge saying, I am a comedian.
Could just be funny.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, what do you do? You're good at your job, right?
Yes.
And you know you are.
Yes.
No, but it's always nice when someone tells you, damn, Johnny, there was a lack of session we did. I enjoyed this. Still makes you feel good.
Absolutely.
So I had
someone ask me
after a comedy show, do you mind if I tell you that it was really good? I'm like, you got to tell me it was good.
Yeah.
Because then I don't know.
And that's a very interesting thing in our world, that we're not taught to actually acknowledge how good we are at things. You kind of got to play it down. And somebody says, wow, that was amazing. And you say, it actually was nothing. Yeah. And
no, but also there's the other things of the political correctness that's coming out now in terms of Me Too and all these things. So if you tell a woman, wow, you really are beautiful, she'll go,
But it's also how you say it. It's definitely also
you're really
how you
beautiful.
Say it. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't really do very well. Do that again. The sound effect.
I used to do a lot of it's called Foley on movies. Yeah. Where you have to do the sound of the sound and things. So I used to do the
Yeah.
Hi. Hey Jeff, how are you? I'm fine, how are you?
There was a whole article a while ago about how they make different sound effects for porn movies.
What are you doing? Oh, for reals?
Yeah. Like For a lot of the slurping, they will have
extra slurpers,
strands of spaghetti, like boiled spaghetti,
yeah,
and they just kind of suck it up.
That's the worst job ever. Like, what do you do? Are you in the porn industry?
And then for bodies banging together, they take pieces of raw liver and bang them together.
Raw liver. Okay, cool.
Oh, there's different sounds that you can't.
Justin, you try and recreate these sounds at home, and you think you're just not hitting them off. Like, why is there not that sound?
That's true. Yeah. No, how those sounds are impossible. Oh. How can you?
Maybe not the blowjobs, but definitely the body slamming like that. Like, I get that every time.
You get that?
Yeah.
Well done.
And I get the right partner.
I can come and do sound effects if you're not getting it right. I can't just sit in the corner there.
I'll bring my spaghetti.
And your chopped liver.
What's the budget?
There's a really nice little sound game, and maybe we can play it quickly.
Okay.
So the sound game is like this. So we're going to start with, Tamar's going to go first.
Okay.
And she's going to make a pleasure sound.
Okay.
So make your pleasure sound. Lee, you make a pleasure sound? Dave, you make a pleasure sound?
How much will that be?
Ryan, you make a pleasure sound? John, you make a pleasure sound?
Don't stop.
Okay, and I'm going to go. So now, tomorrow?
Jeez, I recognize
same
this.
One.
Yeah,
recognize
and carry on doing it. Lee, carry on. Lee, Dave?
How much will that be?
Ryan? John? Carry on.
How much will that be?
Very good.
Did we make a porno? Was it good?
That's what we
That's
did.
That's the clip you should
it,
play.
Can you crop it?
When Gary says, how was the show? He said, well, we're playing this. We really did have sex.
Did you nail it? No, but we made a cool clip.
There we go.
You know, we were all naked.
So I'm just wondering,
clips.
Are there more people that are going to come off the streets and get naked and take photos?
Well,
I'm quite a famous celebrity. Can you speak to my agent?
Do you want
to
sell these pictures, Dave?
You know, I don't think you can sell pictures anymore.
No, you can't. You can't sell pornography in South Africa. I was actually checking legality.
Yeah.
And I was on this chat forum, News 24, and about people who are asking questions about the legality of sex. And it's so interesting how many people take legality into their private domain.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's just crazy how, like, 1984 the situation is,
yes,
you know, because people are actually asking, am I allowed to do anal at home?
Mm.
And is it legal? And things like that. And if no one is around, why are you bringing the government into your bedroom? Why
Absolutely.
Are you so worried about this? Even if it's, like, in public, for example, in a toilet, as long as you're quiet about it.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not saying that I did this just for legal reasons.
Yes. You have a friend who...
Yeah, asking for a friend.
Make your pleasure sound again. I'm sure I recognize the sound.
But if no one is catching you doing it, why are you so scared that they're going to... That
that's
there
kind
are
of maybe an apartheid-era government was watching you, no matter what.
Really?
Yeah, apart of that,
they didn't have technology.
They weren't watching you. No, but that's the thing. The psyche of it was that someone was watching you, doing a bad thing.
Yeah.
Masturbating, doing a bad thing against this.
Yeah, the level of,
such
of,
a level of
control is enormous.
So like that means they're still in that regime.
Yeah, the people are governing themselves with these oppressive laws. And these are laws dated back to the 1950s and 60s.
Yeah. And
1860s.
I know. Every now and then, something pops up about different states in America of what's sexually legal and not in some states.
Hmm.
You know, like in some states, it's still illegal to have sex with donkeys.
That's backward.
Okay. Don't they know it's the healthiest thing for you? So
they've obviously never had sex with a donkey if they're going to make such rash decisions.
Those guys are so stubborn.
Well, maybe they had too much sex with donkeys.
Maybe they want all the donkeys for themselves.
But I mean,
so where is it legal? In Bobsfontein? Nelspruit?
Boxburg?
Shame.
Most of our listeners are from Boxburg. Please try to.
I'm from Benoni, which is basically what. So
that explains a few things. Now we get it.
But I mean, in certain states in America, it's still illegal to have sex outside of your marriage, so that can be prosecuted by law. But if no one else is. I can't
America?
I was just reading up on it. Yes, America, some states.
But that would be in this country. Be what do you call it? It's for grounds for divorce.
Yes.
Would be a
here is it grounds for divorce in South Africa?
An infidelity.
Oh. Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, in some places, a woman not being a virgin is grounds for divorce when she gets married.
Mm. I actually saw on my Facebook feed, and I thought, don't they know me? Because that's another thing of Big Brother watching you. An Israeli company that connects your vajigi. How do you call it? The
vibrator.
No, the virgin. When you're a virgin and then you have
the hymen.
Hymen.
Oh, they restitch.
There's a clinical... Oh. Western,
yeah, I also read about that.
But very good, like branding. It's like, don't worry about it. One visit with us, you're good as new.
So you really, there's so much stuff.
But
here,
that's out
wrong.
There. That's like a reality. It's completely there. It's
that's
not
fucked up in 2018. That's a thing.
But yeah, but in Israel, it's very much a thing of still.
You know, there's an interesting thing, and I think Dave or Ryan, you said it earlier.
Was wrong.
A lot of what
was right.
If it was an intelligent point, probably me.
A lot of what we think and do about sex has actually not changed a whole lot.
Yes, that's
true. In the past 30, 40, 50 odd years, we are doing the same things. We are having the same attitudes. People are asking the same questions that they've been asking for the last 30 years.
I mean, you must get a range of, say, 100 questions that you know are going to get asked.
Yeah.
And
a lot
from
of them
people that are not intelligent.
And a lot of them are exactly the same questions that have been asked.
It's also heterosexual.
Yeah. Mm. And it's fascinating that with so much information available, we're still doing exactly the same thing. So the sexual revolution is actually needed more than ever.
Agreed.
In the world.
I was watching a documentary on Explained, the series on Netflix, and there was a episode on the female orgasm, and it was just talking about
it's a myth, total myth.
It was just talking about the statistics of female orgasms in heterosexual relationships versus homosexual relationships, and it was found that in homosexual relationships, women orgasm almost double the statistics of in heterosexual relationships, and about how perhaps the reason being is that they have to kind of approach sex in a different way, that they have to open themselves up to questions and to ask each other and to ask, is this right? Am I doing this right? Whereas in heterosexual relationships, there's so many assumptions already.
Mm,
and you just go in, there's the A spot, the U spot, the G spot, every spot there is.
Yeah.
And if you do it, then the female has already
come. Ryan, are you taking notes?
There is no A spot, U spot.
You made that up, Lee.
I really want to thank you all for being here.
No!
For being so vulnerable.
No!
For being so brave.
Thanks for having us.
Ryan, it really is amazing. How have you felt about this?
Cool. I'm so happy I
did. I don't know
what
your look is saying, but is it like...
You guys have...
David, you have one...
Just to get me and Ryan naked, so you did this.
We
there we go.
You're on Schuster bullshit.
Man, I told you my husband is dying to have you for a dinner.
Lee, how are you feeling about all this?
I'm feeling very calm.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
I was
how
a bit
are
excited
you feeling?
In the beginning. I'm feeling happy. I think we should just practice being naked.
Good. John, how are you feeling?
Quite free.
John, what's your shutter speed and your
what's the ISO? What are we dealing with?
What's your f-stop there?
What are we dealing with?
Anybody who is
Ryan, you didn't ask
around tomorrow, I will be at the Soweto Sex and Wellness Expo giving a talk at 2:00. So come along to that if you are in that part of town. Next week in Cape Town, I hope you'll come to some of the workshops, especially water massage. I'm so excited about doing that there. Let's do one more quick round of.
Yoni.
Yoni. I'm very sad you didn't ask Ryan how he was the chauffeur.
No, he did. Dave was talking.
You weren't listening.
Dave was talking over him.
You
sorry.
Weren't listening.
I was excited. Okay.
So I wish you all so much pleasure.
This is CliffCentral.com.